Glad to have you back as we roll into the next segment here on the program. You can, like I say, you can always send me a note. SteveGerber.com, the place to do that. Send me an email. Tell me what you think about anything we talk about here. Love to hear from you. Anything at all. And we'll just go from there. Let's see here. We knew that the money going into Gaza would fund terrorists. That was pretty obvious from the beginning. Money going into Gaza, and if you haven't seen these videos, it's really repugnant, because what you see going on in Gaza is these shipments of humanitarian aid show up, truckloads of food, for example. We see the drivers get killed. We see people that are trying to get to the food get killed, because if Hamas does not sanction it, they shut it down. They kill people to protect the food. Pretty remarkable, actually. And not in a good way, right? In fact, I want you to hear this. Go.
Where are we now? Where we are now is the Biden administration is sending money right now to Gaza. Many of us said if you send the money to Gaza, it will be seized by Hamas. What happened? The first shipment came in and boom. Immediately seized by Hamas, exactly like we said. But they're combining it with blocking weapons to Israel. The Biden White House has been the most anti-Israel administration this nation has ever seen. Literally from day one, the Biden White House has been undermining Israel at every step of the way. When October 7th happened, when Hamas death squads were murdering 1,200 innocent civilians, were raping women and little girls, while the attacks were happening, the Biden State Department sent out a tweet at 3 in the morning saying Israel must not retaliate. There should be no military response.
Yeah. You send money to Gaza, you're going to have problems. They're going to use it for themselves. That's the way it is. It is the way it is. But here's the next big plan. The next big plan is to bring those refugees to America. They want it, Joe Biden, and let's be honest, Joe Biden doesn't have much to do with anything. The people controlling Joe Biden say now's a great time to import tens of thousands of Gazans, maybe hundreds of thousands. What difference does it make? They hate America as much as the next guy, right? So what about allowing more unvetted refugees into America, this time from the war zone in Gaza? Listen.
Where do deliberations stand on this potential White House plan to allow a certain number of Palestinian refugees into the U.S.?
So I don't have any updates for you. I know I've been asked this question multiple times about conversations happening here. Don't have anything to share. What I will say is, and I've said this many times before, in the beginning of what happened occurred on October 7th, we put in a plan. There were about 1,800 Palestinian Americans that were in Gaza, and we did everything that we can to get them out if they choose to, if that's something that they wanted to do, and certainly we're able to do that. As it relates to a refugee program or anything in that nature, I don't have any announcement to make, and I'll just leave it there because I want to be really mindful about that, about getting ahead of that.
The fact that a lot of Democratic
senators... You have to be mindful not to really answer a question. Be really mindful not to answer a question, which brings me back to Jake Sullivan. We're jumping to bite 14 here. Jake Sullivan, right? Talking about everything going on in Gaza. So here you are with a situation where the administration says, we're going to cut off weapons to Israel if they decide to go into Rafah. Well, of course they have to go into Rafah because that's where the Hamas strongholds remain. It's all that's left. They have to go in there to eradicate the terrorists who attacked them on October the 7th and triggered this entire war. They have to go in to eradicate those people that hide behind women and children, that hide under hospitals. And by the way, we don't even know how many hostages are even left. American hostages, by the way. Listen.
I cannot give you a clear number of how many are still alive because we do not have total fidelity on that, unfortunately. And it's something that we watch every single day. We know there are deceased hostages, and we know there are living hostages. And we know that With each passing day, the risk to those hostages also goes up, which only redoubles our commitment to try to get to a ceasefire and hostage deal as rapidly as possible. But unfortunately, I'm not in a position to give you fidelity on those numbers because nobody entirely has it. We have our analysis, our assessments. Some of that is driven by intelligence, so I have to be cautious in sharing them. But I had to look you in the eye and say, we know exactly how many are alive. Nobody can do that for you.
Yeah, nobody can do that for you. We can't do that. We have the greatest intelligence operation in the world. We have no idea what's going on, and we want to stop funding our ally in the region that might be able to figure it out. None of that makes sense. None of it makes any sense at all. You know that the World Health Organization, and I'll get to this more in the next hour, really pushing this bird flu idea. An outbreak of some people in Colorado have picked up bird flu, and for months the globalists have been warning us about disease X. Unnamed, unknown pandemic. They say it could be 100 times worse than COVID. How would they even know that? But now we read about the spread of H5N1. It's been around for years. It's commonly known as bird flu, avian flu. We're treated to stories about the spread of bird flu among livestock. Now we know that it's mutated, infected multiple people in places like Colorado. So is this real? Or is it just something to screw with your head again? Fear porn? I don't know. But what I do know is this. You don't have to be scared. You can be prepared. That's where the wellness company comes in. Pay attention to this. The wellness company has a brand new contagion kit. It's what you need to have on hand to keep your family safe from bird flu, COVID, whatever comes around the corner. The prescription contagion kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, very nice. The kit also provides a guidebook in the aid and safe use of all these prescription medications. You do have to fill out some paperwork, but rest assured knowing that you have the medications on hand to keep you safe. TWC.health/Gruber. That's the wellness company. TWC.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10% on these kits. They've got travel kits, first aid kits, contagion kits, all sorts of things. TWC.health/Gruber. Promo code Gruber, save 10%. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.